It is a Sunday morning in a rural area of Kilifi County, northeast of Mombasa Island on the Kenyan coast. Here, girls between the ages of 12 and 23 are putting on blue and white football jerseys, pink socks and orange sports shoes. Every Sunday, the girls meet here at the Moving the Goalposts offices in Kilifi. They train their football skills, but the program is also about strengthening their ability to work in teams and give them the confidence to nurture their talents. Today, they are preparing for a friendly match at Karisa Maitha Playing Grounds, just 2 kilometers from here. Once at the ground, the 22 girls from the Moving the Goalpost team warm up to take on Mkwajuni United Girls football team. Moving the Goalpost started in 2001 with the aim of empowering disadvantaged girls and young women using football as a tool to change lives. Their slogan in Swahili is Tunaweza, or We Can. The activities happen both on and off the field. Many of the girls kicking the ball today have already been empowered to become community leaders as well as organizing the football league activities. They run peer education programs on reproductive health, women's rights, and economic empowerment.
Amina uko 7, Rachel uko 10.
A few minutes before the friendly game, their coach Fatime Tibu is calling out her team, instructing them to go and take their positions on the pitch.
As a coach, I'm outside the pitch. I'm the one who is like, I can see the whole part of the field. In case I see one of my girl, maybe she's playing badly, I need to look for a way that I can encourage her to play more better. Because if I start shouting to her, she won't make it and she won't be able like to play good football.
Tibu glows with pride as MTG scores their first goal. Tibu herself rose up through the ranks of MTG. She joined in 2001.
What inspired me to play football? I saw football was like a game of men, but being in MTG has opened up my mind because I've gained a lot of exposures. I've also gained a lot of confidence, and football has also taken me far places that maybe my parents cannot go there. I'm also a very good football player. I can play in the midfield and as well I can do striking. But I had a passion of being a coach.
Neither religion, traditional norms nor culture deterred Tibu from playing football.
At the beginning, it was a bit challenging because I'm a Muslim, and you know Muslim has this religion you need like to protect yourself everywhere. But I explained to my parents that playing football will not change me, maybe to become differently from whom I am. It's my mind that will change me. So I had like to create awareness to my parents so that they can understand the importance of me playing football and also the benefit that I'll gain from me playing football.
MTG started with just 100 girls and young women. Now it has more than 9,000 of them between the ages of 9 and 25. Mapenzi Changawa is 20 years old. She lives with her parents 50 kilometers from Kilifi town. Despite the distance, her passion for football means that she makes sure she attends practice every Sunday.
To get from Kilifi to home, I need 350 Kenyan shillings. It's the same to get here. When I get to the training, they usually refund us the fare. If I've got no money, then I borrow from my parents and pay them back as soon as I can. My passion has just grown and grown. Outside of football, I like the values that MTG has instilled in me. It gives me the courage to face my life. That's why I joined MTG. Since I joined, I have been empowered, and MTG have even helped me pay part of my secondary school fees in the last year. I've played football in Mombasa, Tanzania, Nairobi, and in New York during the Global Goals Tournament. I played defense position, we scored 3 goals, and we emerged the winners. We were given a trophy and handbags with clothes inside.
Fatime Tibu knows that their win in New York has helped make MTG even more popular in the region where they operate.
The tournament started in March. It was organized by the UN. It was all about the Sustainable Development Goals. MTG, we chose Goal 5, which is gender equality, because back in our Kilifi County, girls are left behind in terms of equal opportunities. During the tournament in New York, there were 24 teams that participated from all over the world. We won all the matches. We won the match by 3-0. And we were the team that scored the most goals. We scored 15 goals. And also we got one of our top scorers. She had 6 goals. We were the ambassadors of Kenya campaigning for sustainable development goals. It has given us also a challenge because the other girls from Kilifi, they also need to be like MTG girls.
Mapenzi thinks that her busy schedule at MTG with football games and education on reproductive health has helped her avoid the unwanted pregnancies which have befallen many of her former schoolmates.
According to the information that we are given at MTG, I've been busy keeping fit, which I think is why I have not got pregnant. I have tried to share that information with my friends, but even when they know what I know, they have not put the teaching into practice, and then they have become pregnant.
The creator of the organization is British-born Sarah Ford, a footballer and former radio sports journalist in the United Kingdom. She said that her main aim is to show the world that girls are also capable of doing different activities within their communities.
We started properly in about 2001, 2002, just getting girls to play football as a way of getting them out into the public and helping people to see what girls are capable of. So in those days, even girls really struggled to finish primary school. In Kenya in those days, you still had to pay fees to be in primary schools, and secondary school was like a distant dream. We had lots of issues around teenage pregnancies and early marriages. And also in those days, HIV/AIDS was a much bigger problem because ARVs were not available. So we wanted to find like a different way to try and address some of the problems that girls had. And we thought football could be a bit subversive. You know, it wasn't like normal for girls to be out playing football. And then we thought that gender inequalities contribute to a lot of the things like teenage pregnancies, early marriage, girls dropping out of school. So we thought if people could see girls playing football, then they might consider what else girls might be capable of. I think it was me who came up with moving the goalposts, because like that's what we're doing. We're changing the rules. We're not playing the same game as we used to play. We're showing you that we can move the goalposts, and what girls are capable of is more than what some people might have imagined.
And achieving what some might have thought unimaginable is exactly what the alumni of Moving the Goalposts aim to do. Esimbeyu Akida joined Moving the Goalposts in 2002 when she was only 8 years old. She has been an active player who represented the organization in various tournaments within and outside Kilifi and Kwale counties, including right up to the Kenya Premier League in 2014. She was later selected to join the Kenya National Women's Football Team, Harambee Starlets, in 2015 due to her outstanding football skills, and she has participated in both national and international tournaments. Mbeyu won the top scorer award in a football tournament in 2016 in Spain. Now she mentors young girls at MTG and still visits regularly to help encourage more to follow in her steps. For DW, this is Diana Wanyonyi in Coastal Kenya.